when I get somebody to come on my podcast, I do it a lot through social media DMs. I will say something like, hey, I saw your post about XYZ, and I think you'd be a great guest to jump on my show and add value to other podcasters. Do you think you'd be interested in jumping on?
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It's Adam A. Adams, and this episode's going to be a fairly short episode, but it's going to pack some good value. And the thing is that we need to talk about is your podcast process. You've got a podcast process, don't you? Well, I assume that your podcast process can improve. So here's a few things that I want to share with you. Step one in improving your podcast process is identifying all the things that need to be done and just write it in a chronological order. And then every single individual thing, think of a couple of ways you think that you could solve that problem, make that step easier and faster. So just to give you an example, I'm going to run through this real quick for you. We're thinking with a podcast, there's a lot that needs to be done. There's launching a podcast. There's all the marketing that needs to go. There's recording episodes. There's getting those people on the episodes. There's coming up with content, figuring out content, managing content. There's recording the content, having a good sound quality. There's all these different things. So I want you to build a checklist after figuring out everything that happens chronologically. I would venture to say that one of the first things that you need for your podcast is, if you're doing interview episodes, one of the first things that you need is to identify those people who you want on your show. Okay, that's one of the first things. So I like batching. I like blocking time and then batching some of this stuff. So instead of having to do a little bit of this each day or a little bit of this each week or whatever, I do a lot of it once a month, for example. I'll spend some time with outreach for different clients, and that helps my podcast process quite a bit. Some people have companies or even teammates, team members that are doing some of the outreach for them. I prefer not to do that. I like to be the one who brings those people on. And the places where I go to find my podcast guests is usually things like Facebook groups with other podcasters, maybe even a meetup group if you've got one local. And the way that I do it is I go to the Facebook group because I can do it from my cell phone or from my computer. And I just start going through the different questions that people ask and answers. So I start seeing what people are saying, how they're feeling, what they're thinking about. And it helps me get more content, and I can batch that content. I can write a whole bunch of different things that I want to teach on. And or I can start reaching out to some of the people that either ask the questions or gave the info or the value. And I'll say, hey, that's pretty valuable. I'd love to have you as a guest on my podcast. Could I feature you? And they always say yes. I mean, they're 9 out of 10 times they're going to say yes. Most of us are afraid of rejection. We're afraid if we ask that girl out that she's going to say no. We're afraid if we're going to ask that guy out to go steady with us, whatever. We're afraid that one of the possible answers is the answer no. And so with podcasts, we're like, oh, I don't even want to ask anyone because I don't want to offend them. I don't want them to ask me how many listeners I have. Dude, get over that stuff. For real. And just ask them to jump on your podcast. They're probably going to say yes. And if they say no, you didn't lose anything. They already weren't coming on your podcast before you asked them. So it doesn't matter, right? So you got to figure out that process. How do we get the content? How do we get the guests? And am I going to have somebody that I hire, or do I want to feel it out? Adam wants to feel it out. It's a little harder. It makes my process a little tougher. So maybe you can learn from my mistake, if you will, or maybe you'll do it the same way I do. And then just think about the next step. Now that you've invited them, you've got to get it scheduled. So what I do in my pod process is I actually have an onboarding email. I've got an email template already created that all I do is just change the name of the person in the place where it says name in parentheses. I just actually put their name. And then I send it to them. So when I get somebody to come on my podcast, I do it a lot through social media DMs. I will say something like, hey, I saw your post about XYZ, and I think you'd be a great guest to jump on my show and add value to other podcasters. Do you think you'd be interested in jumping on? And they say, oh, I'd love that. That sounds great. Thank you. And then all I do is I ask them for their best email. All right, do you mind just sending me over the best email address that I can use so that I can give you the email invitation? It's the onboarding process to get them onto the show. And that shows that one email gives them all the fine print saying that I own all the rights to what's recorded and said. I can use it and produce it or not produce it in any way that I see fit. I can disseminate it in any way that I want. I can use the content in books. I give them that stuff. And I also give them the main questions that I might ask. And I give them a link to my Calendly. Write this down. It's a Calendly link so that they can just click a button and it's integrated with my Google Calendar that I use, which means it has spider crawly things. I actually don't know how they do it, but I'm going to call it a spider crawly thing that can see when I'm busy in my own calendar. And then they can only book times that I'm available. So I'll have time blocked on a Wednesday. For example, for me, part of my pod process is that I only do interviews on Wednesday. I do coaching calls with my podcast clients on Tuesdays. And I do coaching calls with my podcast clients on Thursdays, every Tuesday, every Thursday. Mondays, usually more meetings with my team. And Fridays, I'll be honest, I usually take off. I usually take off all Friday or some of each Friday. It's a short, easy day. Anyway, the point being that I time block my Wednesdays out for all of these interviews, and that's all that shows up. But if I've already got another call scheduled, it won't allow them to double book me. And I love that. And I don't have to go back and forth. And I'm kind of sometimes slow on email. I'm just being honest. I'm kind of slow. I get lots and lots and lots of emails and they're overwhelming. And I sometimes need a time block time to be able to go through maybe 100 emails or 200 emails and just get it, most of them out of the way. So I don't want to be going back and forth on social or back and forth on email. Okay, when works for you? And then they tell me, oh, this Friday works for me. And then I get to that email 2 weeks from now and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't get to you two Fridays ago. Shoot, what do we do? So I use Calendly. I give it to them immediately. And that's always been very helpful. And as you continue to think of every single step that needs to be done, that takes any time of yours, and you want to consciously think, how do I minimize my role in this? Or you want to consciously think, how do I automate this or systemize this? Or you want to consciously think, how do I hire someone to do all that hard stuff? There you go. Here is my call to action for you. If the podcast process that makes it easier on you is that my team handles the marketing and growth of your show, or that my team handles all of the editing and post-production of your show and doing all your social media posts and emailing your guests for you. If that process benefits you, helps you make more money in your business because you're able to focus, then give us a call. You can go to growyourshow.com. And there's a button on there, and you can just click on that button that you see that schedules a call with me, a discovery call to see if we should be working together. But whatever you do at the end of this, make sure you improve on your podcast process, make it easier. And I'll see you on the next episode. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.